This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Niger State Television has declared that the leader of the mutinous soldiers, who has detained the country's democratically elected president in a coup, the leader. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
General Abdurrahman Chiani, who goes by the name Omar, addressed the nation 2 days after the military takeover. He said the country needed to change course to avoid the gradual and inevitable demise. A day earlier, supporters of the coup cheered in celebration as flames engulfed the party headquarters of detained President Mohamed Bazoum. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the situation
very dramatic event that only benefits the terrorist groups operating in the area.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And the White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says that the United States remains deeply concerned by the developments in Niger in the wake of the military coup and condemns any effort to seize power by force. Videos released on Thursday and Friday show that Ukrainian soldiers entering and conducting cleanup operations in the village of Staromayorsk in the country's southeast. We hear now some footage shared by the soldiers showing them firing grenade launchers. Ukrainian forces pressed their counteroffensive through the Russian-occupied southeast. It's a campaign to drive a wedge through Russian defensive positions. VOA has not been independently able to verify when or where the videos were filmed. Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, said on Friday that she would request legislative powers from Congress for 120 days to fight criminality. She made the announcement during an address, while others are calling for her ouster. This is VOA News. Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known also as Hamedi, called for the replacement of army leadership Friday. It's his first on-camera appearance since fighting broke out. The fighting broke out in April as the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, known as the RSF, vied for power amid a planned transition towards civilian rule. This has led to the displacement of more than 3 million people and thrown the country into one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. At least 580 civilians have been killed just in the capital of Khartoum, and that's according to local volunteers and a Reuters tally. Typhoon Doksuri swept through southern China on Friday, unleashing heavy rain and violent gusts of winds that whipped power lines and sparked fires, uprooted trees, and ripped off a part of a stadium roof. The typhoon is the most powerful to make landfall in China this year and second strongest to hit southeastern Fujian province since Typhoon Mirayati in 2016. Forcing the closure of schools, businesses, and the evacuation of workers from offshore oil and gas fields, according to state media. Doksuri has affected more than 724,000 people, with 124,400 evacuated and resettled, causing direct economic losses of $7.3 million, according to state media. As many as 36 people were killed when the storm traversed the Philippines. AP correspondent Jennifer King shares the latest U.S. government data showing inflation weakening and cheaper gas, as well as lower increases in grocery prices.
A key measure of consumer prices finds inflation may be cooling. A report from the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Data shows prices were up 0.2% from May to June, putting the annual rise at 3% last month, down from 3.8% in May. The slowdown in June largely reflects falling gas prices and milder increases in the cost of groceries. Core prices remain elevated. Consumer spending was strong in June, rising 0.5%, a slightly faster pace than in May. A separate report from the Labor Department showed wages were up 1% in the April-June quarter, 4.6% annually. That's a slowdown from the first quarter. The Fed is closely watching these indexes as policymakers look for evidence that inflation has been tamed enough to hold off on more rate hikes. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Friday via a White House statement that he will host Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol at a trilateral leader summit at Camp David, located in Maryland on August 18th. I'm Steve Miller,